This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It's Tuesday, November 29th, and hope you all had a fabulous Thanksgiving. That was last week, and now we're into that strange period of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas / New Year's, Hanukkah, all that nonsense, where I think that, Mark, we probably have the attention of people and their finances for 3 weeks. That's it. The last 2 weeks of the year, everyone is like, even if you're working, you're definitely tuned out. I told everyone at CBS I was not working the last 2 weeks of December.
When do you guys get your little baby Christmas tree?
I think it'll be up by the time this airs. So I think it'll be over the weekend. Yeah, thanks. After Thanksgiving.
What?
We need it, man. We need a little Christmas cheer this week. We really do.
We're going to get ours this coming weekend.
I would love to get a huge tree again, but I don't know. The dogs, the things, the needles and all that nonsense. I don't know.
You know what the great thing about New York City is that, you know, when April rolls around and sometimes even early May, and you're still seeing Christmas trees out on the sidewalk.
Oh my God. And you're seeing in the parks, what they do is they mulch them up. So you smell that awesome scent. I love that. That's great. Now, listen, there's a couple of interesting things that have been some surveys where people say they're not going to spend as much money for the holidays. But they also say, by the way, today's Giving Tuesday. They also say they're not going to give as much money away. And, you know, I think this is going to be a tough year for charities. So if you go onto our website, JillOnMoney.com, you can read about charitable giving, because I think that's going to be important. There's some big changes this year. This is my not so veiled attempt to get you to go to the website so you can read the article. It's long. And I think that it's important to give money away if you have it. And if you don't have it, give your time. Just do the best you can. People are in need. Let's take one of you guys and put you on the air. Today, we are chatting with Jennifer from South Carolina. What brings you to us today, my friend?
Well, so by a twist of fate, I'm a stay-at-home mom now. And we've always tried to be good with our finances. But now that we have a kid, I'm just nervous to know if we're saving enough for our retirement and also to start thinking about next steps to make sure that we're set up to help him in the future as well.
Okay. That seems like a reasonable expectation. So Jennifer, how old are you?
We're both 33.
Okay. So your spouse is the primary wage earner, right?
Right. Exactly.
And what's the annual income for spousey?
About 103. And then he can get up to a 15% bonus depending on like company goal performance.
1 2-year-old kid and plans for another?
No more. One and done.
Oh, Mark, this is your kind of gal, huh? One and done. I'm writing it down right now. How's your cash flow based on the $103,000 plus up to the 15% bonus?
It's pretty good. You know, every once in a while, 1 month may be a little tighter if there's like a big unexpected expense, but we're pretty fine.
Okay. Do you own your home?
We do.
How much would you guess it's worth?
Probably $300,000 to $350,000.
And do you have a mortgage on that?
We do. It's a 30-year fixed at 2.625.
Come on. How much is left on that?
About 203.
Fantastic. How have you guys started saving for retirement?
So he has his current 401k. He contributes 10% and he gets a 10% match.
Whoa. You mean straight up 10%?
Yeah. So they give you a 6% match up to your 6%. And then they give like a free 4% to everybody.
Oh my God, that's great. Wow. How much money is in his 401k?
138.
That's terrific. And is that 401k that he's putting money into, is it a Roth or a traditional?
It's a traditional with Fidelity.
So far, so good. What else we got?
He has a rollover IRA at Vanguard that's about 89. He has good. A Roth IRA that's about 34. I have a Roth IRA that, as of last night, is 13,600.
And how about just plain old money in the bank?
We have 80,500 in a high yield savings account and then another 7,800 just regular checking.
Man, you guys are rocking it. This is good. What is the game plan around your kind of stay at home status? Do you think that you're home and then like the kids going to school and then you're going back to work, or do you think you want to stick around? And, you know, because I know when you are a stay-at-home parent, all you're doing is eating bonbons, fanning yourself, you know, that kind of thing. I'm sure. Yeah.
I'd like to do something, but it'll probably need to be once he's in school, like a full day situation. So that mm-hmm. would be a few years from now. And I don't really know how much I could earn and what that would look like depending on, you know, the situation. So it's hard to predict, but I would like to go back on some level to do something once he's settled.
Okay, that sounds good. What else is going on in your financial life besides this? Do you have life insurance on each of you?
We have a lot on my husband and none on me. We have a term policy for 30 years on him.
What's the death benefit amount?
$3 million.
$3 million? Wow. Nothing on you. Well, what happened? I mean, I hate to throw this in your face, lady, but you know, God forbid you get hit by a bus tomorrow. Who's taking care of this kid? We need some insurance on you.
Yeah. I don't know how much, but I feel like I know I need to get some.
Okay. I think we know. Mark, how much term does Jennifer need? This is a 2-year-old kid. She's a full-time caretaker. Let's presume that hubby has to keep working. So we need Mary Poppins to basically take care of the 2-year-old for a while. So how much term life insurance should she shop for herself?
It's going to be cheap. She's young. She's female. It's going to be cheap. I would get $1 million.
Okay.
Your husband might be able to buy it through his employer for you. You can check that first.
You know, the only thing that I would caution about that is he's moved jobs because he has a rollover. Make sure when you look at the insurance coverage offered through work that it is called, it's portable, meaning you can transport it with you if you were to leave. And it may just be worth your while to go, you know, to Policy Genius or someplace online and get a quote for that, you know, for $1 million for a 20-year level term. You don't need 30. 20 is all you need.
The Work Lab podcast from Microsoft answers the questions that keep business leaders up at night. Like, how can I reinvent processes for the AI era, from customer service to sales to HR? How can I prepare for AI to fundamentally transform jobs, companies, industries, and the whole economy? Don't panic. Tune in. Each episode of Work Lab brings you the top experts, hard data, and actionable insights to help you future-proof your organization. Check out Work Lab, that's WORKLAB, no spaces, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What about the will and the power of attorney and all that fun stuff?
We did all of that earlier this year, so that's all taken care of.
So that's why you knew you could actually come on the air with me?
Right. I was not going to be embarrassed. I was going to be ready.
I don't feel like I embarrass people. I do try to shame them on that one issue. Anything else going on financially that we should know about? Do you have to take care of any parents? Are there siblings that are in your life that are, you know, in kind of look depending on you?
No, our plan is just to make sure we're good so that we're not a burden on our son, and then where we can to give him a good head start.
Okay. And what about education for him? Like, would you want to try to do something or not necessarily?
That's what we were wondering, whether we should do a 529. We were kind of worried, you know, if he doesn't go to college, if that would be limiting, or if we should just put a bunch of money in a regular brokerage and then we or he could use it. We weren't sure what we like flexibility, but wasn't sure.
All right. Mark, what do you think?
Personally, I mean, look, there's no guarantees that my son's going to college, but I'm just kind of planning on the fact that he will.
Oh, hold on. May I beg to differ about that? I think that's a little different. He is going to college. There's no way he's not going to college. He may not go to like a fancy college, but he'll go to college.
Yeah, and I'm guessing Jennifer's son is probably going to go to college as well. So I would use a 529 plan.
Now, I have another question. What do you think, Mark, about him, hubby, moving to the Roth 401k versus, he has a Roth option, right? Or does he not?
I think he probably does.
What do you think, Mark?
I would try it out. I don't know if I would make it the complete change all at once because it's going to definitely impact their cash flow. So I would try it out. He's putting in 10%. Maybe just do 5 pre-tax, 5 post-tax and see how the paycheck looks. And if you can absorb it, maybe then try and go a little bit more until you get the full 10% Roth.
Have you guys thought about that or not?
I have just since starting listening to you. And so that was something I was wondering about.
I mean, only because if we look at your tax bracket, you're in the 22% tax bracket. And I presume he'll keep making more money, maybe not a ton more, but, you know, you'll make more money. If you go back to work, you'll throw in some money, may not be, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, but tens of thousands. And I think it would be nice for you guys to have some money that has already been taxed. I think that would be good. Now you're in your early 30s. Are you just like crazy ass risk takers, or how do you have the money invested?
Mine is in all in VT Sachs, my Roth, and then his is mostly stocks. He did have a little bit of his 401k and a stable value and fixed income fund. Mm-hmm. And he thought about just moving that into the S&P 500 too, if maybe we're being too conservative.
I wouldn't be completely in stocks.
Even though you are so young, I think it is worth you guys having a little bit of
like 20%.
Yeah.
No more than that.
Boring bonds. You know what I'm saying?
What were you making, Jennifer, before you started to stay home with the child?
It varied because sometimes I had a full-time teaching contract and sometimes I just did it as an adjunct. So as the adjunct, it was peanuts, but it was a little bit maybe like in the 40s full-time.
It sounds like you're on the right track. You're doing what you should be doing. You haven't taken on too much debt. You're like managing the thing that you're supposed to be doing. So I think this all, it's good. It's really good. Mark, anything else that they need to think about?
You know, she thinks that she threw them off track by deciding to stay home, but you guys are in good shape. You're in your early 30s and you're approaching $300,000 saved and you got years to go.
Totally. And also, I just want to say that because he has that massive match, that's quite a help. Because otherwise, you know, if you were making what, let's say you were making 50 or 60 grand, we would be relying on you to put 10% of your salary into a retirement account. And he's doing it for you, which is kind of good. No?
Yeah.
What do you guys spend each month? Any idea?
Including the 1,000 that we put in the Roth IRAs or without?
Yeah. Include it.
Probably 6 or 7.
You'll be surprised at how much money you have come, you know, in your early 60s.
I think so, too.
This has really made my year. So thank you for the peace of mind.
Oh, we're making years. You got that, Mark? That's good. All right. If you, like Jennifer, want your day, month, or year made, we are here for you. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and, you know, fill out the form. And at the bottom of the form, all that you need to do is just click the little box and it says, would you be willing to come on the air? Boom. Mark does everything else. It's so easy. While you're on the website, don't forget you can sign up for the free weekly newsletter and you can pre-order my new book. It's coming out in January. It's called The Great Money Reset. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Who doesn't want your life changed? Come on. That's what we're here. We're changing lives one day at a time. All right. Mark Talayer is the co-host and the executive producer. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. And we remind you to please put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. It's going to make that person feel better. It's going to make you feel better. Curiosity, compassion, community. That's our mantra here in 2022. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.